There's a very big place, a mechubadik place, however you want to call it, lavedas amidas ba'ilam ha'teira, for working amidas in the world of Torah. Kuflamid base. Kvar nemar ki yedias v'tikun amidas v'akoychas einan Mada Misuyama Nimser Miyad Liyad. We've already explained that that knowledge and working on midos and one's abilities is not a science and information, a particular science, particular information, which is given over from one person to the next. Moshara Chochmos, like other sorts of information. So you had people that were mathematicians, and they made mathematical discoveries, right? And they worked out certain ways to do mathematics, and then they teach it, you pass it on to the next generation of, you know, Pythagorean's theorem or whatever else it is, you work it out. Kol adam chayav bezeh la'avod es avodaso hu. Each person is obligated to do his own avoda in this. Yefsher lulmay desatz may mitechsom. You can't learn yourself from a sefer. If ein chikui ba'avoda ha'pratis, and there's no imitating in this avoda ha'pratis, in this particular service that each person has. Gidei levaseis heitev yisaidze b'lev anigash la'avoda zu, yesh lahatziv kanas advarim yisaidim aboyim. And in order to sort of formalize this more, to make it more of a part, wants to bring these words. Hagro mishle, hagro and mishle yudalad base. Haylech b'yoyishroi yira Hashem. Ki kol odom sarech lelechet b'darko hatsarech lei. It says, haylech b'yoyishroi, goes in his straightness. Yira Hashem is the fear of God. Ki kol odom sarech lelechet b'darko hatsarech lei. That each person has to go in the Darko, in his way, hatzarech lo, that he needs. Ki ein midos bnei odom shovim ze lezeh, because the midos of an individual are not equal one to the other. V'mach mezeh hu rogil b'aveira habo me'osam midah, v'tzarech legadir atzmo mo'id bezeh. Some person can have a certain yetzer hara for a certain type of aveira, and he has to, like, stay farther away from it, protect himself more in this inyan. Masha'in chavero tzarech lezu. His friend doesn't need hashmira. V'chavero tzarech legeder acher. And his friend needs different gedarim. He needs different things. Right, one guy is in the physical world, whatever. He's whatever alcohol he has a taiva for. It's not good for him. He goes after it too much. Another person, it's sweets. Right, it's, the severity may be different. But one person, this guy can't go into places where they're serving alcohol, and this guy shouldn't go into candy stores. And then he goes in his straight path. In what's straight for him. Even if it looks like negative in the eyes of people, because they don't know what he needs. He goes what's right, upright for him, who Yira Hashem, he's a Yira Shemayim. Mama od rochik mizel odom amitzapa b'chol ma'isa rakl haskoma b'tehila macherim. How far is a person who is hoping with all his deeds only for a haskoma, for agreement, and praise from others? V'muchen la'asayis v'l'hakayis kol ma'ashu roya, he's prepared to imitate whatever he sees by other people. Muvan divrei agro emrim b'heilach b'yoyishrei ha'goyder la'atzmo g'dorim li'natzol mi'yitzrei. Like it's understood that the words of the gro say b'heilach b'yoyishrei, he goes in his b'yoyishrei, what's upright for him. Ha'goyder la'atzmo g'dorim li'natzol mi'yitzrei. He makes g'dorim for himself to be saved from his yetzer. The machzik b'gdorim elu, and he stays strong with his gdorim. Gam kishe'enam meitzim chen b'nei abriyas, even if it doesn't find favor in others' eyes. He knows that he has to be strict at a certain point. Other people want to just have a good time, and he's like, you know, not willing to join in, because he knows that this is not good for him. So therefore, he stays away for certain things that maybe separates him from the group to some degree. But he knows that he has to be very careful with this thing. Kishaino mispate lahele achre pitui ahamon bize. Huhu yirei Hashem be'emes. The one that doesn't go, that's not seduced into just going after what everybody else is doing, he is the true Yirei Hashem. He knows what he needs to do for his own Avedas Hashem, and he does it. Ma'agvil l'divrei agro hanal kosov ha'maral b'derech chaim al avos. In similar to what the Gro writes, the Maral writes in his commentary to Pirkei Avos, Kol sheyiras cheto kodemet lahachmoso, hachmoso miskayemet. Whoever is his yiras chet, his fear of sin, is before his wisdom is established. Vavilei leimor kol sheyirasei mina chet. It should say kol sheyirasei mina chet. Kodema slahach masai, whoever's fear of sin is before his wisdom, right? Why does it say kol she yiras chetoi? Why doesn't it say yiras chet? It says yiras chetoi, his sin, right? So it's mashmet, something that related to him. Ve'im ze kasha, ki kol odem muchan lechet. It's no kasha, because every individual has certain things that they are have a natural weakness for. Amar kol sheyiras chetoi, who has a fear of that which is uniquely connected to him, chetoi, his sin, shumuchan lo, that he is more likely to fall into, hayira menachet shumuchan elav kodemet lahachmasai. If that yira is before the hachmasai, somebody, there's a door that's like banging somewhere, so they could shut that. Thank you. So it comes out that every individual is sort of prepared from his nature to certain types of sins. You have every human being, it's like in the physical world, we have some things that we're weak, or we have a weak joint or a weak limb, or something about our nature might be a little bit weaker than others, and some things are stronger. Similarly, in a spiritual dimension, we have those things that we're more likely to trip up in. Velo dailo b'yiras chet stam, eliyesh l'kol odem l'yira ma'achet shumuchan lo b'miyuchad. And it's not enough to fear from sin, shumuchan lo b'miyuchad. Nachmo. Excuse me. It's not enough that he has a yiras chet stam, that he has a simple fear of sin, but he has to, each individual has to have uniquely l'yira ma'achet shumuchan lo b'miyuchad, that is uniquely his. Kshiras chet oi kodemet lahachmasoi as hachmosam iskemet. When his fear of that comes before his wisdom, so then his hachma will be miskayim. And the person has to know themselves and understand themselves to know where is their weak point and where they need to protect themselves more than in other areas. V'lo rak b'yiras chet b'gedarim anu chayovim l'sagel la'atzmeinu gisha ishit. It's not just in fear of sin and making fences for ourselves do we have to adapt ourselves to or adjust to create a unique approach. Im b'avayda pratis anu oiskim, if we're involved in this avayda pratis that we're oisek, ela gam b'maisim toivim atzmam, also with maisim toivim. Hari omru chazal, Yesh noa l'loivsho ve'en loivsho noa loi. There are things that are nice to wear, but ve'en loivsho noa loi. But when he wears it, it's not nice for him. Yesh odom osher ve'en shmoi l'fiyosho. There are people that are wealthy, but their name does not, their reputation does not match their wealth. Rash ve'en shmoi l'fiyoshoi. A guy that's poor, but his name doesn't match his poverty. Yesh odom shaya gibor ve'en shmoi l'fiyoshoi. He's strong, but his reputation doesn't match that reality. Cholash ein shmo lefi chalishusa. or he's weak, but his, again, his reputation, his name is not according to that weakness. Iyov lo yaken, ela hatz. Hatzdoka noya le'iyov, viyov no le'tzdoka. Have a tzedek levashti vilbisheni. That wasn't like Iyov. He was, the tzedaka was pleasant, and he was pleasant with the tzedaka. Lo kol odom menatzel malosav ativiyos levodosay. Not every individual makes use of his natural abilities for the service of God. Therefore, you have somebody that's wealthy, but his reputation, his name, is not according to his wealth. You have a gibor, but it's not according to his gvura. They did not make use of their these levels of these kaychas that they had. Lehefech, yesh va'odam mitgaber al chilishusoi v'nisyonis anios v'mara bavadosa gvura v'gam hu osher amiti. Just the opposite. You have people that overcome their weaknesses and their tests of poverty, and they show in their service a tremendous strength and a tremendous wealth. He is the one that's truly wealthy, because he's able to, not only does he make use of his strengths, he overcomes his weaknesses. This is the general principle of the good. The actions of a person need to be according, appropriate to his essence. Like clothes that are sort of sewn on to his qualities. Lo orach midai velo kotzer midai, not too long and not too short. Shouldn't be extreme in either direction. Hanigash lavayda protit imna melachakoik milei dachsidusa shuraya etzal acherim. Somebody that wants to get into their own service, their own private service of God. I mean, avayda protit is like a little bit hard to define. It's a what's unique to you, not just what's general for everybody. So you have to know that he will avoid imitating the righteousness of every people he sees, unless there's something internal with him that says that this is what he should be doing. Adam poshut b'shefel madrega amit meided litnoi ke'echad agdolim michzi kiyoira. Somebody that's a simple person on a low level and he acts like a Adam Godol, it looks strange. It's not appropriate. It's inappropriate. Right. You're not on that madrega, so what are you going around doing those things for? Right. Whatever. He was a mile de chasidus. He goes, where is tefillin all day? Right. It's like, you know, the guy just came off the wall and he's kept one Shabbos, and now he's going to walk around with his tefillin all day. The Western Wall. It's not matim. It's not appropriate. Right? Let's see how in earlier generations they were careful with this. Eliezer, the small Eliezer, was dressed in the market like an ovel. The people of the Resh Galusa saw him. They asked him about his dress. Amar lehem shumit abel al Yerushalayim. He said that he's mourning on Jerusalem. Shalu, ha'ata choshuv litabal ha'shirayim? Are you so choshuv to be mourning on Jerusalem? Right? Chashvu li'yayra. V'chavshu b'masar ad sh'nidbarer shu adam gadol. They thought he was inappropriate, and actually locked him up till they realized that this was a true adam gadol, who was, it was appropriate for him to act in such a way. Like, who are you firmer than thou, right? Me'idech, Adam choshev, ha'minai, ke'echad ha'pshutim, ba'am, ein zemak yiris mukim. On the other hand, somebody that's a choshev person, that acts like one of the simple people, So just the opposite. Then he doesn't recognize his place either. Ein hu makir es mekaymo. V'harbe yoyser mimashu oyse nidresh emeder. A lot more than what he's doing is really asked of him. And therefore, it's inappropriate for him to dress and act in the way that he is. If he call Amor Boruhu, he called Deli Adiris Osku Bavaidas Apratis. The Ekvos Avodasam Naidu Lanu. He says all of Deli Yisrael, they were involved in their own particular service of God. And because of it, it's known to us. Ein Shum Dimyon V'hashva Ben Avodas HaKadoshim Asher B'Deris Kaidmim V'Arsenu Anu B'Dereinu Ayosum. There's no we can't equate what they did in previous generations to what we have in our orphan generation. Ulam terhi, however this terhi, v'ulam adanu tzrichim, we have to learn. Ketzad heimovdu, how did they serve God? Nachnu neida es asher lefaneinu, then we can know what's before us. Matzinu shtei drachim b'avayda pratis, we find two ways in this avayda pratis. Yeh shehit masru kol yimehem milvada zehirus b'chol tarakula ledikduk atzum v'nifla b'mitzvachas. We find there were those that besides keeping the entire Torah, they had a special, unique connection and unique zehirus in dikduk in one particular mitzvah. Yesh shekavu sulam yuchad l'aliyasam. They're those that created a ladder for their growth, unique ladder. Alavayda misuga dikduk mitzvah achas amurayim shavas kufiyut ches on the base. Amarav Nachman teisili yeshulam schari. Like pay me. The Kiyamet Gimel Su'udas B'Shabbos. Right? He was very makpid on Gimel Su'udas Shabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda Teisli the Kiyamet Yun Tfila. He was involved in davening. Amar Rav Huna Breder Rav Yeshua Teisli the Kiyamet Mitzvahs Tfilin. He was unique in his Diktuk and Mitzvahs. Amar Rav Nelson Teisli the Kiyamet Mitzvahs Tzitzis. He was unique in Mitzvahs Tzitzis. Kol Echad Mamurai Ma'ile Hikzik B'Mitzvah Achas Shikayim. Shekayim oisa bediktuk miyuchad. They kept it with a unique exactingness. Kid isa sham arab, shediktik biyoisa b'mitzvah sitzis. Yemachad olal madregos v'nikra lochut, lozaz mimakaymo ad shetikin es atzitzis. So one day he like stood, got on a step and tore one of the strings of the tzitzis, it wouldn't move until they fixed the tzitzis. It was very medactic in that particular mitzvah.
I remember hearing from another state how the idea is that you're not meant to do that, you're meant to maybe aim for something higher than you are, and you know, you think it's like fake it till you make it. Like, you know, maybe if I acted like Sadek on Shabbos and all the like Bechisher and Shrimer and Gabe Kish, maybe after a while I'd keep myself.
That's not Rav Holba's Derech. Huh? It's not Rav Holba's Derech. It's not the Derech that he's recommending.
So which one do you choose?
You asking me? I chose this one. This is the derech that I believe is the proper derech.
Who says the other derech?
I don't know. You did. I'm not sure. There is a concept of that the chitzonius is ma'ir the pnimius, right? That you do something externally, it can create arouse the internal, but that's a there is such a concept. I'm not sure that we have a. I don't know. We have to find. It has to be used appropriately.
I just didn't think this was like a separate doctrine. I remember hearing that like we learned from it. We learned from the state of it. It's like Kadei Shiocha. First you raise your level, then you get rid of bad habits and.
We're not talking about here about, well, he's not talking about keeping the main mitzvahs and doing what's expected. He's talking about going into a level of chassidus. It means you're going into chumras, and chumras are extra righteousness. That's something that I'm not sure that people would say that. As a rachnami, it could be that you could raise yourself up and that way. It has to be. Okay, let me just finish this section. We'll speak about it some more. Chofetz Chaim was known for Lashon Hara, for his unique carefulness with Lashon Hara. It doesn't mean he didn't keep all the other mitzvahs, it doesn't mean he wasn't a Talmud Chacham. right? Yesh v'bachru l'avarezim apartliyot chayim b'emuna. This is referring to Rav Chatzchel Levenstein, that emuna was there. V'yesh v'bachru liyot anshei emes. It's more like the Brisker. It's chayim Brisker, Briskerov. Gam eilo al derach adiktu kamuflog v'animratz. Mefurish inyan zeh b'amunas, b'amuna v'deos rabbeinu sadja goyin v'maymer hei. Acha oyved. Hu asher yachid lo mitzvah achas. So we find in the Emunah and Deos of Rasaji Gain this idea. There's an Oved, he takes one mitzvah, lo yavirena kol yimei chayev, he doesn't violate it his entire life. Yim yaskim bezuloso, o yechalek bo, lo yikatzir bezeis klal. He's not going to shortchange this mitzvah at all. Hilo sam la'atzmo shlo yavid tefila bezmana, like he's not going to miss a tefila bezman. O shlo yikne momon, Mitzadi Surah Bashum Pani. He's not gonna have any taint on his money. Asha'al Yavo Bilasi Surah Ma'ilam Vadaimalaza, or is in his sexual area it's gonna be uniquely careful. Musha Amra Basena Kola Isa Mitzvah Achas, Metivin Lo, Marichin Lo, as Yama Vanoichal as Aurats, Virazo Kagan Shihid Lo, Mitzvah Achas, La Saisa Kagan Kibura Vain. This is, he brings down this idea like the Chazal say, somebody does one mitzvah, meitivin lo, it's a good for him, marichin lo, yomov, right, he gets long life, he inherits the earth. It's like, says, what? This is like, zeichet, to neichel asara, it's like Eretz Yisrael, zeichet Eretz Yisrael, l'chera. Like it says, like a one mitzvah to do, like he would have the aim. Okay, it's part of the Eitzer HaGoinim. Haderach Hashniya Bavedus Apratis. We'll finish up in just a couple of minutes. Haderach Hashniya Bavedus Apratis. He Hatzava Sulam Aliyah. This is the ladder of growth. Alderach Sulamol Shel Reb Pinchas Ben Yoyer, like the ladder of Pinchas Ben Yoyer, which we have in the Mesilas Yesharim. Tayir Mevi Elidei Zehirus. Zehirus Mevi Elidei Zrizus. Tayir brings to Zehirus. Zehirus brings to Zrizus, etc. Aseret Aprokim Shel Sefer Chavos Lavavos. Mahavim Sulam Avaida. This is a Sulam, this is a ladder of growth, the ladder of Avaida. Kvishu Mavayar Bagdoma Lisharavas Hashem. Sulamo Shalaramban Zal Mayvil Ma'adibur Banachas Bazahirus Mikas Lanova, like we have the letter of the Ramban. You go in the way you speak softly, and then you don't get angry, to Anova, Ma'anova Liyira, Ma'anova Tiyira, Ma'yira Lisimcha, Bechelko Misham Li. Lashros Reach Hashchina La Odom, right? He has Lashros Hashchina. Kiduo Migeres Ramban, like it says from the Migeres Ramban. He brings in the footnote Sulam Harambam, the ladder of the Rambam. You find Ayin Beperek Torah B'Shar Hasheni. You can see in the Perek Torah we had in the Perek of Torah in Shar Hasheni, and also in Seif Hei Tshuva. Here Rabbeinu Yaina Zal Kosev Meiris Hashem. And he also has a ladder. From fear, magim la'ava, you get to love. Mimena la'busha, tabushim lifnei Hashem. V'hanifalid b'nein la'uma zeis, v'divar b'Yehuda ha'levi, b'kuzari. It says, nimsa ki terasenu nechleket b'en ha'yira va'ava va'simcha. So there's a divide between yira, ava, and simcha. K'nira gila b'zeh sulam avadasoi. There's also his ladder of work. Each one made their ladder based upon their shurish nishmasa, where their neshama was. One came to busha before God, like a sense of... it's not shame, it's not a good word, or embarrassment, because it's not really... But a sense... ever.
Humility?
Yeah, certain, somewhere between there, before God. The other came to Simcha. Nifla lira islid bainin ketzada odam bavadaso apratis moites mokama ba'il matayra kathit chunasa v'mahusa. It's amazing, we see how that a person finds himself in his Aveda, in his place in the world of Torah, according to his nature and being before God. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll go into what he's going to do then. He's going to explain how his